It's a download here on WGN. Today, former Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert entered a plea of not guilty for lying to the FBI and evading bank laws, all in connection to an alleged scheme to give hush money to cover up prior sexual misconduct. The scene was chaotic at the Dirksen Federal Building. Mary Ann Ahern was there. She's a political reporter for NBC 5 Chicago, and she joins me now. Mary Ann, thanks for joining us on the download.
Of course. How are you?
I'm good. So tell us about the scene today. I was actually watching a little bit of the early news beforehand, and they just kept showing shots of his car.
Oh, my goodness. It was so crazy. So, you know, of course, everyone trying to get that shot, you know, of him walking in, the former Speaker of the House, second in line to be President of the United States. Now this huge fall from grace. And it wasn't, of course, just the Chicago TV, all the network stations, the cable, the freelancers. It was craziness out there. Cameras outside, inside what we call the bullpen that they've left us in. And, you know, not everybody plays well in the, you know, in the sandbox together. It got a little crazy.
Talk about that. I mean, there was when the national reporters come out, they expect a different level of access, and they get in your face, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, and we had been warned, the rules had been set, and we've been through, unfortunately, a couple of these trials before with public officials. So we've all been warned and told, you know, with the George Ryan trial, the Blagojevich trial, no running through the courtroom, no chasing. You know, you're limited to stand over here. And so we're pretty much following the rules as best we can. And what do we see walking in with the former Speaker of the House, but Brian Ross from ABC News holding a microphone in his hand? No doubt his camera is over in the bullpen filming all of this, and he appears to be trying to ask him questions. Hastert doesn't respond, but still, it's that, what we call that money shot, you know, the money shot of him, the reporter and the subject together, you know, walking through. So that gets out there and everyone's, so afterwards, the court hearing itself lasted all about 20 minutes. At the end, as he's leaving the courtroom, Gabe Gutierrez from NBC News, he tries the same deal. He tries to walk out with Hastert, and boy, by this time, you know, now the marshals capture him, pull him aside, take him away. It appeared almost for a half a second there they were going to handcuff him, but they didn't. And, you know, I think they just talked to him and questioned him.
Wow.
And, you know, I guess everybody's ego is just a tad bit bruised. That's what happens. But, oh, Lord. You know, we are trying to follow the rules. And then these guys are in town trying to make sure that they're the story along, you know.
That's so hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and you said the actual court proceeding was just 20 minutes. The Speaker of the House, Speaker Hastert, he didn't really say much except for yes, no, yes, no.
Right.
And then he was gone.
You could barely hear him. Now, they put us, I had arrived very early, wanted to make sure I had a seat. Carol Marine and I were there. We were about number four or five walking in. They put several of us in the jury box because they needed every seat available. So we were directly across from him, maybe, 20 feet or so. And then the entire courtroom, it wasn't a very big courtroom, but still the room was just packed. I'd say maybe 100 people in the room, and 95 of them, you know, well, not 95 because they were attorneys, but 90 of them were reporters, and bloggers and who knows who. But we're right across from him. He looked defeated, almost gaunt. He's kind of still a big guy, but his face was gaunt. I mean, he didn't look around at us. He tried to have no eye contact. At one point, one of his attorneys, John Gallo, put his arm on his shoulder to talk to him in kind of a kind way. But he reached into his pocket of his suit coat and took out his passport and handed that over. I thought, wow, you know, I mean, this guy was the man on Capitol Hill. And here he is just handing over his passport as if, you know, here you go.
Right.
I'm not going anywhere.
And so then he made his way out. He didn't really stop to take any questions, obviously. And he was on his way.
He was on his way. And we had been told that perhaps his attorney, Mr. Green, Tom Green from Washington, D.C., high-powered attorney who's represented everybody from the Iran-Contra affair to Watergate to whatever, that he was going to maybe come back and talk to us, but he didn't. No one said a word. And in the courtroom, he Hastert himself so quietly when he was asked, yes, you know, you could barely hear him say it, yes, Your Honor. It was as if he were whispering. No family members with him. One of the conditions of his bail was he must remove all of the guns from his home. And they said that he couldn't have them out quite in 48 hours because his two sons, one's out of the country and the other one wasn't able to get it. It sure seemed to me, maybe just an inference, that they were not in any hurry to rush out there to be, helping him out in any such way. I thought, if they're at their father's side, they would comply as quickly as possible. One's unable to, he's traveling, but the other one that's here in Chicago, head on out to the burbs and get your guns and put them somewhere else. It was pitiful.
Well, I'm looking forward to your coverage tonight on the news. Marianne Ahern, political reporter for NBC5 Chicago, thank you so much for joining us to do what I think the best color commentary I've heard yet on the Denny Hastert Day here in Chicago.
Justin, thanks a lot.